they're going to tell us what they are. We've got three of them already built. But the people who, the Flight for Life people.
We've had them out to the property. We've had the Taney County ambulance company out, lieutenant, and the fire department, and the Flight for Life. And so we're going to show them. They've been out on the trails to see what we have for them. And so we're genuinely referring to what their safety recommendations and their guidelines are.
Yeah, we've picked three large areas already that are cleared for these helipads. And if they say we need to go another 20 feet wide, then that's what we'll do. It's super easy where we're from. There are no trees. They land anywhere they want to.
So anyone amongst the commission up to making a vote for or against, so we can have an up or down vote? Need more information?
I've got friends out here on both sides of the aisle. I've got some property on the east side of the county, and there's several church groups that always come out and ride on me. And they're in the west fields or over the hill. I basically don't know if they're there or not. I mean, they call me. I know they're going to ride that day. But the distance, I don't think, where they ride is probably not as close as Ron is to where this track is going to be. When they first came in, they frankly didn't have their stuff together. And now we're going to close at 5 in the winter and 7 in the summer. That's after supper, and it's not noisy. I believe that you should be able to do whatever you want with your property, as long as it doesn't injure your neighbor. And I think they've gone pretty far in trying not to injure their neighbor. I'm inclined to support what they want to do, knowing that if this gets messed up, it's not going to work out anymore. I'm inclined to give them a shot. I'm curious what the rest of the board thinks.
If I may, I would agree with you, Mr. Kramer. I believe that the one thing that I would say and that I would highly suggest is to remember that you're not just representing that area down JJ Highway. You're representing Taney County. And then beyond Taney County, you're representing the state of Missouri and the people that you bring here. So as you start down this road, should we approve this, I would just request that you remember the area and the people that you are serving, the people that you're bringing here that could potentially, increase the revenue in our county and drive, profitability for other businesses. So I would just request that you remember that should this commission approve your request.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Any other comments? Not getting more, George.
I would like to address a lie that has been presented.
Sir, you're out of order. You need to please take
a
seat.
There was a lie. They tested motorbikes. They tested them.
Are you game to make a motion?
I didn't hear what
he
said.
He said that they've been testing motorcycles out there on the property, driving motorcycles.
It's their property.
What he just said and what he asked are two different things.
Correct.
What you just said. You asked if you said that we have tested bikes on the trails. The answer to that is yes. The answer to his question of whether or not we've tested the sound.
Yeah, it's two different deals.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
So I hope that clears up his.
Yeah.
We had a
objection.
Lost dog on the property from a neighbor.
I heard about
off onto the property. And I happen to be the one that found him. And so 7 days later, they thought the dog was missing. The owners are here tonight. And he one of the ways that they got to me with his dog, where I was he has a mini dirt bike. So there has been a dirt bike on the property, but we haven't been out there testing them officially.
Are you actively seeking dirt bikes for part of your clientele?
Yeah. Right now we are. But again, like you said, if bikes are too noisy or if they don't meet the decibel levels that we're looking for, it would be a different story.
As I said before, if I get a church group out there with 30 or 40 riders on my place, I don't know they're there.
Right.
If I get a trespasser with a 250, I know they're there.
Right. Yeah, there's a big difference between two strokes and four strokes. But with 1,400 acres, we also have the ability to get bikes a long ways away from the road and a long ways away from any neighbors.
What if we gave them a shot for a year without any dirt bikes? We just had the side-by-sides.
It's just
a question.
I would rather not, because we would like to have the option for the bikers to come.
I'd rather be about 1,400 acres in a commercial zone.
Right. Yeah.
Where we are.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if it took a year, and I'll be honest with you, it'd be about a year before we could set up anything with bikes to come out and have any events of whatever types of bike events that they like to have around here.
So that wouldn't kill you.
So it wouldn't. It would upset, and it would cost us some of the side-by-side riders and some of the Jeep riders, because their groups have bikes in them. So I guess my negotiation with you would be maybe no two strokes to start off with. I don't know. I'm just, your question threw me for a little bit of a loop there, but yeah, because when they come out in groups, they'll come out with Jeeps, side-by-sides, and bikes. And if their group can't, you know, if some of their people in their group can't ride their bike, well, maybe that entire group is going to go somewhere else. So we'd hate to be put in that position. But so yeah, I guess that would be my answer. I would hate to see it happen. But then again, I would say, well, why don't you let us have that option for the year? And if it don't work out, then we get rid of the bikes. Which, again, you guys, you need to understand, if there's a problem out there that's really ticking off the neighbors, we're going to get rid of it. We don't want to have problems with our neighbors. So it really does have an effect on what the neighbors think. Now, you know, if they're being ridiculous, then we might have to get somebody to come in and mediate a situation like that. But in the meantime, we don't want to make anybody upset.
I think, to me, it sounds like it's part of the business model that motorcycles would need to be involved with that. And to me, that's a game changer. That was not brought up that I'm aware of in prior meetings. And I was one of the individuals that went out on site to, drive the course to try to get a better understanding of it. And was, you know, the UTVs, to me, were actually quieter than I thought they would be. But motorcycles, to me, is a totally different ballgame.
So, Mr. Chairman, can I jump in here for a second? So we got two potential motions, a motion to approve, which...
I don't think we have a motion.
No, right? No. I said okay. We have two potential motions that can be made. One of them would be a motion to approve. With that, with the conditional use, I'm going to need... I've been writing down... Are we going to have included signage of no smoking on the trail? Are we going to include the exact hours of operation? I need those in that motion if such motion's made. Do we say ATV, Jeeps, and UTVs only? Or do we say dirt bikes, UTV, Jeeps, ATV? I mean, they could come back in 3 months and ask for bikes with more studies. You guys just got to realize you have all these options with this conditional use permit to set these. You can set those hours of operation, which I need that to put in that permit. If you just don't put it in there, then you've just left it open for me to decipher all this discussion and go the direction that I feel like sounded like I wanted you to go. But on this case, I want you to define a motion to approve. Now, if we get a motion to deny... Again, we'll look at these eight factors and we'll give a reason that this project does not meet one of these factors. Say ingress, egress. It just does not have ingress, egress, and that is our reason. So, because they have the ability to appeal to the Board of Adjustment, they can take it all the way to court. They have to have that reason. So with either motion, whoever makes a motion, either way, we're going to be digging this information out of you, just a heads up. So, we, I mean Presley and I.
So we are we at a point to make a motion?
What would be your summary hour?
What were they?
8 to 7.
8 to 7.
Eight to five.
It's would very likely change to 9 to 5 in the wintertime. It's nobody wants to come out when it's 25 degrees out there.
7 days a week.
Yes, ma'am. Let me qualify that. During the summer, during the winter, we would go to about 5 days a week. But it is year round.
Which 5 days?
We
obviously Friday.
Sure.
Okay.
No. We'd be closed on most likely Tuesday and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. So you'll always operate on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty much a weekend business.
Is that when they have to be out of the park, or that's when you quit letting them in the park?
That's when the riding would stop, I would suggest.
Oh, at that time of the evening, that is correct.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fabian, what happens in spring and fall? We've only hit two seasons. So that's the part that I'm needing. So what part overlaps summer into those two, and what part overlaps winter into those two?
Define our summer hour or summer months would be.
Okay, so
it just changes, and you got to wait and see.
May, June, July is pretty much when school's out, because we do want to cater to tourism, and that we want to be local, obviously, but we also have a focus on tourism, which is why people can come out and rent our UTVs, which isn't available at all the other places. And if it was going to be something that caused us to get denied tonight, we are willing to change the motorcycle riding from weekdays to weekends and ask if we could get a time to operate, whether it was 3 months or 4 months, to see if that rang sufficient. And if there was a problem that ended up being a major issue with one of our neighbors or something like that, then we're willing to change it. The idea is to build a long-lasting relationship here. But we want to see what could work. And if we could give and take a little bit, we're open to that.
Well, these people out here that don't want it are mostly home on the weekends, so that's not what they want to focus on. But I appreciate
it. We could flip it around. We could do it during the week. Okay.
Anyone game to throw a motion out there? Either way, voted up or down?
I'd like to say turn it down.
Sir, you're out of order, and that's like the second time, okay? If you can just sit back and relax and let us go through the process. Does that sound good? Okay, we got to move the meeting forward. So either more discussion or a motion or communication or sign.
Summer hours would be May, June, July, and August, and the winter hours would be the remaining months. Provide smoking areas with no burp lights for a year.
I missed the last. No, what was about bike. The dirt bikes? No dirt bikes?
For a year.
So wouldn't accept an application for 12 months for dirt bikes. Is that correct?
Right.
They could apply for adding dirt bikes after a year.
Yes.
and it doesn't automatically kick in.